Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we will be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam regarding the virtues of the pilgrimage to Imam Hussein's shrine, or even the pilgrimage or the homage that we pay Imam Hussein from a distance. You know, this is the month of Muharram. This is a very important month. It's a very solemn month. It's a very special spiritual month in the totality of the Islamic calendar, alongside, you know, Ramadan, alongside, you know, Dhul Hajj and Safar, and these other months. And in this month, we commemorate the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and, you know, partake in the mourning ceremonies. One of the things that we can do in this month is pay pilgrimage and homage to Imam Hussein, regardless of whether it is from a distance or from up close. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said the following: do not forego the ziyarat and homage and pilgrimage of Imam Hussein. Also, advise your friends to perform such a pilgrimage and perform the homage to Imam Hussein. Why? Because, the Imam says, if you do so, God Almighty, he mentions some of the virtues of this pilgrimage. He says, God Almighty will increase your lifespan. One. Secondly, God Almighty will increase your risk and your sustenance. And he will not allow you, three, he will not allow you to die except as a felicitous and successful person. And he will not raise you up from the grave except as a successful person. And he will write your name down amongst the successful people. يُحْيِيكَ اللَّهُ سَعِيدًا وَلَا تَمُوتُ إِلَّا سَعِيدًا وَيَكْتُبُكَ سَعِيدًا. Right? So in general terms, the Imam is trying to say that if you pay homage to Imam Hussein and or even go for the pilgrimage to Imam Hussein, you will die and become successful. You will achieve felicity and sa'adat. This blessed hadith has been narrated in the famous book of hadith, Kamilu Ziyarat, page 152. Right? Of course, we need to mention here, and we add the reservation, that this success that the Imam is alluding to here is not like success in worldly terms that, you know, you're going to get a promotion in your job, or, you know, you're going to make a lot of money, you might get a salary, an increase in your salary, a raise or something. No, what we're talking, the Imam is talking about is success in general terms, you know, the success which is, you know, success in God's eyes, success in the sense of, you know, entering paradise in, you know, ultimately, but also, you know, in more specific terms and in more precise terms, the proximity to God, which is the true success and measure of success of a human being in the eyes of God and religion. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of the pilgrimage to Imam Hussein and the homage to Imam Hussein. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.